Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This thing is almost as silly looking as Skeletor himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
I'm in the mood for something just a little bit wild.
God! Now or never, here it comes.
Take yourself on a journey into the unknown.
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Attention.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Hey! Hurry, boy!
Ready,
this is good stuff. I want to share something with you.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
It's Rockin' with Hollywood Time. How you guys doing this Thursday night? I'm in one of them moods, so get ready. I just watched that Discovery freaking piece of shit fucking... Yeah. It is funny. And here's what I want you guys to remember about media. Media is a bunch of bullshitters. Myself had a conversation for over an hour, and they took four sentences from what I was talking about, and it was a totally different subject, and made it to fit their narrative. What's good, though, is the segment that they showed that I worked on. There was nothing. Basically, they were pissed off because nobody would answer their fucking questions. The other two clubs, you made everybody look stupid. That's what I can tell you on that one. Dumb, dumb, dumb. You know, so much dumb shit nowadays, if you ask me. But anyway, how are you guys doing? I got a really messed up episode coming tomorrow on YouTube. Going nuts on that one. I'm going raw. Just like when I was, I started out. There's been too much censorship. And it kind of killed my creativity. The shows that I started out with in the beginning were the ones that fit my personality the most. If you listen to The Morning Hoot, you'll know my personality. So I had to kind of scale it back with all the censorship. And my first channel I lost. It was shut down. Because of that type of stuff. Thank God I had copies of everything as far as podcasts are concerned. Because if you go through the podcast, you'll see different numbers compared to the amount of videos that I uploaded. So I lost that channel in the beginning. Nah, no more. Screw this shit. Uh-uh. Nope, 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 nope. And I think it had to take something like this to say, hey, wait a second here. You try to accomplish something where biker rights were addressed. Instead, they went off on their own deal in this series. How it got on Hulu so fast, I don't know. I thought it would be on National Geographic first, but I guess there's four episodes on Hulu, and the fourth one being the one we were talking about. Everybody knows the argument about AMA and stuff. Well, I talked to him about that, about how 1%ers take it to the edge and stuff. They tried to make it sound like I was talking about the club. Sad state of affairs. Sad state of affairs. And they wonder why clubs will not talk to the media. Because all they do is turn everything on its head. And they lie about everything. So I'm kind of in a good mood here now. Because I seen the segment that I was involved in. And it was the other two segments with other clubs that made shit look bad. Now, the other clubs, we didn't know were involved in this. And we're sitting here thinking, well, why the fuck didn't anybody tell us what was going on? Who knows? Politics, whatever, is what it is. Tomorrow morning, I guess I'm having another quiz. China Doll is going to be giving me a quiz. And I didn't even get to study for this quiz. So I'm sitting here thinking, damn, man, what's she going to ask this time? And I can almost guess 99.9% that it's going to have to do with sex. Because I am learning more about women. See, women are an ongoing project for men because you never know what the hell they are thinking. That's why no man has ever figured out a woman. You have to take your time and navigate their brains because their brains are full of shit. They have so much going on up in their brains. It's like a road that veers off. Do you go left? Do you go right? And once you make that choice, then another block down, you got to make another and then another and another. So I don't know what's going to come out of her mouth. But one thing I do know is as you get older, women, you seem to be more of a sexual being. And I know that this is what's going to happen tomorrow on the Morning Hoot. I just know China Doll too much. So we're going to see what kind of fucked up questions she has to ask me. What do you guys think in Discord? Because I'm actually watching on the tablet today. Do you think she's going to be nasty? And there's something I really learned about China Doll, especially yesterday. I don't think she was kidding with me. I don't. She sent me that video about my body being found and shit. So you got to ask yourself. One, don't get in an insurance policy, guys. Don't do it. Because them broads will kill your ass for that money. Don't do anything that will give them a chance to say to themselves, let's go slit the dude's throat while he's sleeping. And I am. I'm learning this. I'm learning the hard way with her. I think that was a hint yesterday with that video. Hate when that happens on air. Hate it. So tonight, We're going to be exploring some women stuff. And we're also going to explore government stuff and media bullshit. That's what we're exploring tonight on Rockin' with Hollywood. We'll be right back. They're China Doll you to dance. Breaking Benjamin right now. Insane Throttle TV app on Roku now. Get content not seen on our other platforms. No censorship, no PC, only biker fun and entertainment. It's hardcore. Again, go over to Roku TV and add the Insane Throttle TV app now. Rock on.
As long as you've got a radio,
you are never alone and you never will be.
Quality rock.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
Now, I know people have been asking about the Rumble in the Woods, where it's going to be and all that good stuff. I will have an answer probably the first of the year. I am looking at a beginning of an October weekend event. So I got to plan this the correct way, money-wise, all that good shit, because it is expensive doing all these road trips this year. So I will let everybody know it's the same dates and all that Chinadow gave you guys, but we'll figure out where it's going to be and all that good stuff. So be on the lookout. Also, Iowa. I know we got a couple independent riders going to be there. You guys are going to be able to meet them in person and have some fun. We do have an addition to the independent riders show, and that is Danny D. Lowe. I guess he really liked all the guys and stuff and wants to come back on. So he will be back on this Saturday or if you're hearing a replay of this, just go listen to the fucking replay. What do you want me to tell you? So he'll be back on, and I think the show's going really good. We're talking about some very interesting subjects, getting some very interesting guests on. Biker Dad is going to be on this week, Saturday. Again, the replays are on Roku and Fire Stick TV, which we'll get in a minute. We got a lot of talking about. Do you believe this guy gave up a six-figure job at a major media outlet to hit the road, to do a YouTube channel, to do his own blog type of deal, covering the biker scene in a positive light? Gave up a six-figure income to do that. Talk about chasing your dreams, man. A lot of people don't chase their dreams. They just do that. They dream. They don't say, you know what, this is what I want to do. I'm tired where I'm at in life, and I got to make some changes. And sometimes I get it. It's real hard to make them changes because there's a lot of fear of the unknown when it comes to some of this stuff. I just feel, and you know what, he's a good reporter too. He ain't like these other media fucks. And maybe it's because he rides. Maybe he understands what a lot of bikers face in the media. We've been able to have a good conversation before on the channel. So I'm looking to see if we're going to have some real good topics from the independent riders as far as questions they're going to want to ask them. How is everybody liking the format of the independent riders? Because I've been really looking at the different shows that I participate in and seeing how everything is being ran. The first half of the show, basically, first 20 minutes anyway, is usually with me interviewing the guest. The others come in after that. Then we start the round table type of deal where each person gets to ask question, follow-ups, how it is. I think it keeps it more organized, because I was talking to Black Dragon about the round table, and I was telling him, man, we got to do 15-minute segments here. Because a lot of us get out of hand, we get off on tangents, and hey, I'm guilty as charged too. And I told them, man, you look at independent riders and what we're doing, I think it makes it for a more interesting show. Because one, you want everybody involved in the conversation, and two, people ain't stepping all over each other. So hopefully he takes that advice for the round table. As far as the round table is concerned, I'll probably only be in one or two segments depending on the subject matter. I've been putting a lot of thought. I'm talking a lot of thought into the direction of Insane Throttle, what I want to be part of, what interests me, and what might interest the audience that follows me. I talk about MCs in the new sense as far as opinion segments, because that's all it is opinion. There's no hard reporting unless I go out in the field, interview people. So it's more of an opinion segment. And to be frank with you guys, because I'm always trying to be frank with my audience, I get it, MCs are a big interest topic for a lot of people. More so on the internet than actual real life, I say. I want to be all-inclusive for everybody in the scene. All-inclusive. meaning whatever subgroup you're in, I want to be able to cover that type of stuff. As far as standalone videos, though, I don't like covering clubs too much. I don't know if it's because I'm burnt out on clubs and everything I see in the news. See, I'm not one of them conspiracy theorists. I'm not one that's going to sit there and defend this club or that club if they did something wrong. I'm just not going to do that. I've been around a long time. Too long. So when I hear that dumb fuck, I call Xerox now instead of Skeletor, bitch and complain about how little Dave was treated on our show, I laugh. That's ignorance for one. Because you really think I'm going to sit here and suck a dick to get an interview, you're stupid. No, you come to us because you want your side of the story out. Just be honest about your side of the story, because if there's any holes in it, we're going to jackhammer that through those holes. But statements like that got me thinking of like, wow, people really do think differently now. It really isn't where they want to be honest. If you want honesty about his ex-club, he was ran out. He was kicked out. He just won't tell you that. Because it's funny, as soon as it happened, everybody's on the phone with me and Black Dragon. That kind of drama gets boring after a while to me. Now, I know it's entertaining for everybody else, but it gets actually boring for me. Because I like covering other stuff. Like on the Independent Writers, we cover subjects that I won't cover in Biker News. Last week, we had Killakume on. And she did a really damn good job holding her own against all of us. This week we had Biker Dad. Before then, we had ILM on. So it might not be so damn interesting as a club deal, but not everybody's into that. Not everybody's in to hearing about how to join one. For one, if you're not a man and you can't go up and say hi or something, you're worthless. And two, how much more can you talk about the club scene? There's only so much you can talk about. And that's why Xerox is trying to copy me again and copy Black Dragon. You just see it in his videos because he has low numbers on his views now. Because we can see the analytics. So drama isn't supposed to be about what Insane Throttle is covering. I just registered us as a publishing company and a production company. Meaning, we're not going to get caught up in that shit no more. I might have personal thoughts, but at this point, our podcast numbers and a lot of numbers on the radio, we got more listenership and a more core than a lot of the bigger magazines do. So I got to keep everything on target. Really do. So hopefully everybody understands that. But I'll be right back. We're going to go to, since this is Rocking with Hollywood, System of a Down and Disturbed. Here we go. Yo!
What the hell is in the box? My body's a cyber blast with coins. He's going to the party, have a real good time. Dancing in the desert, blowing up the sunshine. Everybody's going to the party, have a real good time. Dancing in the desert, blowing up the sunshine. Blast off! It's party time, and we don't live in a fascist nation. Blast off! It's party time, and where the fuck are you?
Open up. This is one DJ you don't want to fuck with.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Listen to James Hollywood Machikari Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Rockin' with Hollywood. And listen to the best 80s heavy metal to today. Rock on!
Every once in a while, we just have to say it.
Fuck us.
That's what I was thinking.
Focus.
Whatever.
People do vote for radio stations.
Radio stations.
If you want modern rock.
WMMR-DB Rockford.
Okay. You get a Taco Bell. No, I'm just kidding. Women's brains. Very different than ours. And I've been trying to do my research on this. Because lately it's like Hollywood's at a loss. I thought I knew women. I knew how to stick my pecker here, stick my pecker there. And I guess there's a lot more to it of learning a woman besides porking them. Or blowing a load. I get it. At 48, I'm starting to understand a little bit. I'm a slow learning sometimes. I get it. My apologies. So I go and look up what the hell is going in people's brains that are women. And I come across this deal in Live Science. And it talks about what men should know about a woman's brain and how they act. Now, one of the first things that it talks about is how she changes every day based on her cycle. Even if they don't have a cycle anymore, you know, they can't pop babies, they still have that built in to their brain. I have to say to myself, with China though, do I have to figure out her cycle to understand her? If this is the case, what they're talking about here is they change every day based on a cycle. I got to find out, hey, you know, if is this when you're supposed to have your period or something? Because you're a bitch every day. I get PMS. which can mean putting up with men's shit, which I give a lot of. I have to admit, I'm not the, you know, a saint. Damn, just listen to me. I'm a dick. A lot of women, though, 80% it says, use PMS as their scapegoat. And I'm guessing the other 20% are going to say they're bipolar assholes. Which, I can believe this. Now, it says about 10 days after the onset of menstruation, right before the ovulation, women often feel sassier. Meaning, unconsciously, they dress sexier. As a surge in testosterone and estrogen prompt them to look for sexual opportunities. And that's where they lost me. They lost me. I was like, there's no way about a cycle. None whatsoever. Because you're saying 10 days after the onset. And I'm saying, I got a wife that wants it every fucking day. So how could this be true in Hollywood's case? So I'm confused here. I'm very confused. And I guess this is supposed to be their fertile period. When, did you ever see a dog in heat? I got two dogs. I got a Pitty and a Jack Russell. And they go in to their period session every 6 months. All her horny and shit. That's what China Doll is. She wants to fuck everything around. She'll fuck a pole. So I say to myself, I gotta deal with this the rest of my life? I hope the science is good. And then they say their mood reaches its worst 12 to 24 hours before their period starts. And this is built in. Then I have to say to the old man upstairs, what the hell were you thinking? They're killing us. It's no wonder we die earlier. Because they do. They kick our ass. They kill us with all this shit. Why did you have to tie PMS to a woman? Because all that is giving us men headaches. I know you're perfect and stuff, but from a male standpoint, this sucks. Really sucks. And I think you found that out with Eve. Because she a scandalous bitch. Maybe you had it perfect before then. And said, well, since this scandalous bitch made Adam eat off the tree. You said, you know what? Because Adam was a dumb fuck. We're going to put him through hell the rest of his life and everybody who comes after him. So anybody that has a freaking pecker, we're going to make life miserable for him. I think that's what the old man said, because he was pissed that he made Adam eat that apple when he told her not to. So it's come down through all the centuries because of one bitch. Now it goes on to say, she is really intuitive. They say women, actually, men are uncomfortable feeling that women are mind readers or psychics. And it goes on to claim that women's intuition is likely more biological than mystical. They always want to know what's going on. And I have to agree on this point. I have to. Because I'm asked all day and all night, what'd you do? What'd you talk about? What were you looking up for the show? It's a never-ending thing with her. So this is making sense a little bit. Little bit. They read ya. It's like they want to get in there and mind fuck you to death. They do. They want to mind fuck your ass. And how they do that is how. They use that kunta right between their legs to mind fuck your ass. Because they know men. I don't think it's intuition. I think it's just basic knowledge that guys like dropping a load. So what do? They use what's between their legs to mind fuck you. That's how they control you. That's how they lead you around on a little leash. That's why they get all dressed up and looking hot for you. Don't think you're getting away with just a B&G. No, you gotta pay for that shit. And how you're paying for it is every single day. The nagging. What's wrong? What'd you do today? Oh, I got my period. Or I'm going in the menstrual. Or whatever the fuck it is. Oh, I blame the hot flashes. That's the price you pay, fellas. See, I'm starting to figure things out. I just needed a little more education. The next thing is, I have anxiety, I have panic attacks, shit like that. But they respond to it a lot differently than us guys. Now, it says, over the last 10 years, the study showed male and female brains respond differently to pain and fear. Now, I get that. Women are a lot more tolerant to pain than us pussy men. Because I have to say, they're pushing a baby that's 8 pounds out that freaking vagina. And I can't even push out a 4-millimeter kidney stone without crying like a bitch. Okay? So I got to give them pain. I got to give it to them. That's something I got to do here. Now, fear, on the other hand, we control better than they do. They also a little more stressed out. They're a little more, how can I say this without pissing off the female species? Inept to get that bipolar bullshit. Because I've been researching bipolar in women for a long time and I still can't get any freaking information on this. And she, and what's funny, because this next one really did show me what's going on in China Doll's head. A woman's sex drive is much more easily piqued than a guy's. For women to get in the mood, and especially to have an orgasm, certain areas of her brain have to shut off. So does that mean I knock her out? That's what comes to mind with somebody like me. Do you knock her out so her brainwaves stop? I don't know. If she's angry, she is going to make your life a living hell, it says. And you won't get any sex. Because they are wired differently than men are. So I'm starting to see through all this bullshit. And this is my fun one, guys, right before the before the music break. And we're going to talk about this when I come back. She goes through adolescence twice. There should be a picture of China Doll right fucking there.
Miracles would have to say those that the beast is looking. Brotherhood and Betrayal is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't get the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
More than just one type of music. World-class rock.
It's like Captain Crunch, honeycomb, and raisin bran. All in one bowl.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
I knew it! I knew it! She goes through adolescence twice. It's funny! Right here! In the Woman's Species Bible! It says they go through a second adolescence called perimenopause in their 40s. It starts around age 43 and it reaches its pinnacle by 47 or 48 years old. Now, this has included erratic periods, night sweats. A woman's hormones during transitions are so crazed, she can be moody as a teenager. Ha! I figured it out! So, all I have to do is when she's acting like a teenager, is say, well, you're going through premenopause. You're being dumb. Get over it. That's what I have to do. Because it says what this is happening is she loves risk during her mature years. Because the body is moving into an advanced stage. The female brain gets the second wind, it's telling me. So not only do you have to deal with them when they're teenagers, but then when they reach their 40s and peak at 48, you got to deal with it again. So thankfully, knowing this information now, I was so right by not going to my high school class reunion for the 30th. Because Hollywood wouldn't be here today. Because all them female hormones that they experienced during their teenage year would have came back and haunted my ass. They'd have been all over me. They would want to kill me. I love this life science thing. This is beautiful. I'm going between it and the Women's Species Bible right now. So knowing this information, I'm sitting here saying, okay, why is it if it's her hormones that she's so sexually active? And how do us men quell that feeling for them? Or how do we get them in the mood? It's not like it's hard because they're already there. And I guess what you got to do is turn off certain portions of her brain. Again, I don't know if that means hit them and knock them out. I learned, though, as I did further research during the music break, that the amygdala. Now, the key female sexuality turn-on begins ironically when the brain turns off. The impulses which rush to the pleasure centers can trigger an orgasm only if this is happening. which means the fear and anxiety center of the brain has to be deactivated. And then they go in to say it's no wonder foreplay activities such as a foot rub, and she's always wanting her feet rubbed all the time, or a glass of wine prior to the bedroom, are a good ideal for any man. So we're figuring out this women's brain stuff here, guys. I'm working through it with yous. And it says right here, and if she's on, there has to be no phones, no emails, no worries about work. Well, I'm fucked right there, because that's 3 out of 3 that I worry about all the time. And that's what keeps her busy, is phones, her emails, and her work. It goes on to say, men are like microwaves. Women are like slow cookers. So you got to build them up. BNG, blow and go, I guess don't work. Works for me, but not for her. So when you're not taking care of them, they get like a teenager again. I'm starting to see the correlation of all this. I'm starting to see it. I'm a slow learner, but I'll get it eventually. And they say stress at work, worry and tension is what interferes with her to be able to relax and be good. Meaning, not give you the attitude. Maybe that's what bipolar is. Your brain's all fucked up. And they still haven't learned how to fix it. You're chemically imbalanced. So it's really not the men's fault. It's your brain's fault. I think I'm right. That's what I think I'm reading here. So how can men even dare try to do any of these things when your own brain waves are fucked up? Especially if some of your part of your brain has to be turned off in order for you guys to be cool. It's no what. See, they always blame the PMS. It ain't that. It's that you're fucked in the head. Which us men already knew. It ain't hard to see how fucked in a woman's head they are. And slow cookers. Yes, they might be slow at sex, but damn. That's probably the only thing China Down knows how to cook with is a cooker. The problem is, when she uses one of them slow cookers, it's dog food. It's like, damn, man, you just pouring anything in that thing. I don't want kibbles and bits. I'm a meat eater. Well, I throw a roast in there. Yeah, but it's dry. It's as dry as the Sahara Desert. There ain't no juice. Come on, I got a lot of Italian in me. I need good food. So I do agree women are like slow cookers. So, but I'm confused. If they're slow cookers, then why is their brain going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? It's like crazy. You need to learn to calm down. I tell her all the time, don't sweat the small stuff. If you can't change it, why worry about it? Maybe that's a different way of where I come from, the way I think. Because if you can't change something, why the hell worry about it? Women dwell on that shit. If it's one thing I've learned, women dwell on that shit. They'll never. It's like, damn, man. Wow. It's like an anthill, and next thing you know, they're making it into a freaking Mount Everest with these people. And then they wonder why we can't keep up with them. It's not the man who's fucked up. It's a woman. I love science. I think I'm liking this. Because now it explains all my fucking problems. Especially the teenage part. Because I didn't. I never understood. Because she will stomp off, and she's admitted this on the radio, like a fucking 5-year-old. And I'm serious. She does it like a fucking 5-year-old. It's bad enough when your son has to say, stop acting like you're in preschool. She pouts. She even gives the lip. You know how a lip is when a baby's young? They give you that lip when they pissed off at your ass? She does that. And you sit back and you look and it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And another interesting thing is, I'm finding all kinds of interesting shit here. Women use about 20,000 words a day. Guess how many men use? I'll give you a guess. Come on. The answer is 7,000. These bitches talk. Why men are sitting there in their head thinking, would you shut the fuck up? It's a proven fact now. 20,000 words a day women use. Why men only use 7,000? Why is that? Because they like nagging on your ass. Everything's making sense to Hollywood now. It's the brain. You're fucked in the head. And you got to talk. And what leads to a lot of problems, guys? When they talk too much. Then it's at that point where you're saying to yourself, do I got to keep listening to this bullshit? And then you're getting pissed off. So it's actually the women who start everything. Because here we are saying to ourselves, I'm minding my own business. And she just wants a nitpick at me. And then they wonder why a man, after all that nitpicking, don't want to stick the pecker inside the hole. It's your fault. Very much so. 20,000 words to our 7,000. That's insanity. Literally insanity. That they speak that much. That's a lot of talking, man.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. A silent prayer for faith-departed. When I shout it out loud, it's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
their ground. My life is now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
most unbiased and trusted biker news now at HarleyLiberty.com. Founded in 2012, Insane Throttle Biker News has been the place that all bikers come for what's happening in the scene. Go over now and bookmark HarleyLiberty.com. Rock on!
As defined in the American Heritage Dictionary, second college edition, the noun rock is defined as a relatively hard, naturally occurring material of mineral origin. A naturally formed mineral.
That's not rock.
This is rock.
Play with the devil, die with the devil.
Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment.
Oh, yeah, we are exploring women's minds right now, and I think Hollywood is on to something right here. But before we go into that, New York just confirmed 5 cases of the Omicron, whatever the fuck it is, coronavirus variant. That is the 4th state to do so, and it seems like they don't want to admit that it is a mild type of deal. They're still pushing the deal with all the vaccines. You got to get it. That's a personal choice to me. But it seems like Biden came out and admitted that the Dr. Troll is really the president of the United States. That dude has so many gaffes. It's unfucking real, man. Really unreal. Anyway, going back to our subject at hand here. For those men who do not have a woman right now, I'm sorry. It happens. You got to get a better game. And here's how you're going to do it, because I have figured out through this deal, through Medium.com, how a woman thinks when it comes to dating. So this might be helpful for you schmucks that don't have a woman. And here is some things that goes on in their mind. And it lines up perfectly to what we were talking about earlier. They are looking for, number one, loyalty, honesty, and trustworthiness. So they're not looking at you ugly schmucks. You can get past that. All you have to prove to them is that you're going to be loyal, that you're going to be honest, and that you're going to be trustworthy. Basically, what it's saying right there is cut your balls off and hand it to them, and you're good. Then you'll get your perfect relationship. Factors, it says. Honesty, like how honest you are in your daily life. So you can't bullshit them. It seems like their intuition comes into play here. They're going to know if you're honest or you're not. So if you're fugly, make sure you're honest with them. Because they do like kindness and calmness. Now, that's another way of saying that they want to roll you around like a dog and put a leash on you. That's what I'm seeing here. What are you guys seeing? I'm seeing that. I see the correlation right there. They want to actually control you. And this is right here. This is 100%. Women are admitting this. Now, the second thing you got to have is ambition. You can't be one of them guys that are homely fuckers that sit on your ass all day and make the woman go to work. No, they don't like that shit. They want a man that works, that has some kind of ambition in their life. I really never understood people, how they like just sitting around and do nothing. They don't want to work. What kind of achievement in life is it for yourself personally? You don't need a woman to tell you that shit. Be a man. Balls up. Oh, wait. If you're homely, they probably got your balls. Now, ambition, it says, that they just want you to work. They want to hear that you're smart, which most homely fuckers aren't, because if they were, they'd have a bitch by now. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be a dick. You know, no judgment. No judgment. But they do want you to balance work with your hobbies. But going back to not understanding men who don't want to work, I go batshit crazy if I'm not working 7 days a week, if I'm not doing something to work here. I go batshit crazy. I don't know about you guys. I love putting in long hours and feeling tired as shit when I'm done. That's the most confusing part of all this, is not that it's a woman, but the man who can't be a man. Now, I don't know if it's because the way they were raised, any of that bullshit, but put in some hard work. And then women are supposed to, and it only works when I talk about this, when I say a woman needs to take care of a man. That's assuming that you are being a man by going to fucking work or making the money. You're supposed to be the breadwinner. How is she going to look at you as a man if you're not bringing any money in? Actually, I would have to say she's going to have resentment. And resentment is never good. It's going to tear the relationship apart because she was looking for loyalty. And loyalty comes in many forms. One of them being the man goes out there and provides for her. So if you got a guy just sitting around doing dumb shit, not working, has no ambition, why should they be bobbing on your knob? They shouldn't be. I have to side with them on this, guys. I do. I gotta side with them, and I hardly ever side with a woman. But if we're going to sit there and talk about how a woman's supposed to take care of a man sexually, well, you're going to have to take care of them as far as working, bringing home the bacon, and doing manly things. So I can see where they're pissed off with some of these people. I can see it. Because they want you to be the one that moves first. That's what a man's supposed to do. Is you're supposed to move first. And this is especially true with dating. Maybe I need to do a course. Maybe I should, put together a little course on Hollywood's suggestions on women. Maybe it could help save a marriage. Maybe it could help save a relationship. Or maybe, just maybe, you might get laid. And when I talk about get laid, I'm not talking about taking a 50 down to the local corner and getting you a hooker, okay? I'm talking about true love. True love. And what's even funnier is women love having a man that's childlike. That's what it says. I'm serious. And I guess I can start understanding it now that a woman goes through a second phase in her life when she acts like a fucking teenager. So what happens? She needs somebody to act like a teenager with her, where a guy like me won't. Won't do it. But on the other hand, I think there's something devious going on. If you're acting like a child, that means that she's going to have that motherly instinct and try to rule over you. Very interesting business here. These are the things that you better watch out for, gentlemen. You gotta watch out for this crap. Because remember the story of Adam and Eve. They're scandalous. And you gotta look at them like that. I'm just saying. It happens. Anyway, that's Rockin' with Hollywood for today. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the show, man. I think I got a lot of information out there for all you guys to really learn about a woman. Because, again, women are hard to figure out. They're a pain in the ass. And I truly believe they are the sole responsibility of why we died earlier. I have to say it. They're the reason. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning.